On Hoosier Ag Today, we're joined by Eric Warnoff. Eric is a sales agronomist covering West Central Indiana. Our final harvest update of the year. Does that make sense, Eric? Is harvest just about wrapped up, at least in your area?
Yeah, good morning, Andy. We are probably 99% done. There's a lot of field work getting done, fertilizer getting spread, anhydrous out there. Guys are getting equipment cleaned up and put away before our weather turns on us here. This harvest has been fast and furious. We haven't slowed down since we started there early September. The performance across the board in West Central Indiana has been pretty stable. There's been some field records attained with corn and soybeans this year. We've also seen a wide range in yields from the strange weather we had this year with several weeks without any rain and the multiple days and nights. I think we had well over 60 evenings where it never got below 72 degrees. And that really set us back on some of the tougher soil conditions, your sandy or gravel type hybrids or gravel type soils that just couldn't handle, you know, a lot of the extra stress that we've seen this year.
What about yields? Talk about some of the numbers that you have heard and seen. And as you mentioned, some of those numbers are records for those particular farmers.
Yeah, I've been in combines this year. You know, with my new role being a sales agronomist, that has enabled us to get out more and be boot to boot with our growers and get in a lot of fields. And soybean yields this year, I've seen from roughly 44, 45 bushel all the way up to 90 and a little bit higher than that. So we've seen a wide range, and most can be attributed to, you know, soil conditions, locations where there are certain types of, stress factors that were above and beyond what we would normally expect.
And Eric, I know you're happy with corn yields too.
Corn has been phenomenal. We've seen 185 on the very low on some of the toughest acres, and we've seen some records attained of well above 270, 285 on fields that would normally have an APH of 250, 252. Somehow, the good Lord above gave us another 25, 30 bushel in some of those areas, and timing was critical. Most of it's attributed to obviously, being in the right place at the right time, but overall management and everything that we've seen with fungicide sprays of Dallara complete at the right time. One thing we did notice this year, a lot of folks were, chasing the tar spot demon that always catches us there middle of August. And the guys that sprayed early before everything was brown silked got the exponential yield punch, from the Dallara complete that we expect to see and what we planned on for many, many years. So we've been chasing the late infestation of disease by spraying later and by spraying on time, which means, right at tassel when silks are coming out, where you get the double effect. You get the stop of disease that might be there, and then you get a, 20 to 28 day residual on the coverage of, prevention. But then you get the exponential effect of the true yield kick that we see on several hybrids and several conditions across all soil types.
So it's not just about making the decision to spray. It's about also making the right timing decision.
That is correct. One downfall we saw this year, a lot of guys were doing a lot of side-by-side comparisons of hybrids, and they tried to get them as close as they could on maturity. But, maturity doesn't necessarily mean equal company to company. So we saw some instances where there was a 2 to 4, maybe sometimes a 5 day spread in maturity. And when that field got sprayed with whether it be a helicopter, an airplane, a drone, or ground rig, we saw that one hybrid may have been at a true advantage and the other one was sprayed too late. So, we saw some things out in the field that, everybody kind of scratches their head. Well, why did that hybrid get beat? Well, it might have been sprayed, 2.5 to 3 weeks later than it should have been. It should have been, an earlier, application on that.
A lot of good yields coming in, and as harvest has wrapped up, we've seen, because of China trade negotiations, a bump in the futures prices for soybeans especially, corn making some gains as well. So couple the price increase and also those good yields, is that changing some feelings out in the fields that you've seen, Eric?
Yeah, it's a little bit of a relief for everybody, especially for those that may have, you know, taking stuff to town and, you know, putting it on a delayed price, or people that have bins and storage. You know, the downside is, you know, we cut beans very early in West Central Indiana. Typically that week of Labor Day, you know, there's dust flying in a lot of different areas. So the folks have had to haul it in early and, you know, and cash that stuff out, you know, to keep, you know, the monetary portion of agriculture going as quickly as they can. Really kind of took a toll on those guys that had to deliver early. So, but the optimism for the crop of 26 coming up is growing tremendously. I think there's going to be a good balance. We've even had a few of our customers that have got some rotational opportunities to maybe do some corn on corn. So just to try to balance things out and figure out which farms and fields can be the most profitable for them will be really kind of integral. I think there's going to be a new trend. I think every year we always do a deep dive into how we can make more money for these farmers. You know, with our programs and our pricing the way it is now, it's the best I've seen in, you know, a couple of decades, is, you know, bringing the best germplasm to the forefront and then allowing these growers to really do a better job along with us side by side to position products better, and more importantly, to squeeze out any extra yields we can corner to corner to a field.
Eric Warnoff is with us, and we do appreciate the update. Eric, a sales agronomist with Channel Seed. Have a great rest of the season. Thanks for all the good info today.
Hey, thank you, Andy. We're really excited. You know, there's not any other ag company out there that's hired 120 people to go into this new sales agronomy role. And we are very fortunate to have the opportunity to bring more boots to the field, more people to the kitchen table to get our agriculture straightened forward and moving forward with all the challenges we have, not only locally, but globally. But our customers are super excited about the fact that they've got multiple team members now bringing them information and being there to help support their growth and help their families farm better and better.
Excellent. Thank you, Eric. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and God bless.
Eric Warnoff again there, and that is also a wrap on our series of first planting updates with Channel Seed earlier in the year, and harvest updates throughout the harvest season as well. We do appreciate Channel for being with us for this venture and providing us with a list of experts to turn to each and every week. I'm Andy Eubank. This is Hoosier Ag Today.